Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And we invite your calls at 1-800-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-800-888-24-LIBERTY, or at 464-8295. Now, please hold your calls. We hope we'll have this very shortly. David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. And what a better day to have him than today when we've seen what's happened to Judge Roy Moore down in Alabama. And you have to really understand that this is a watershed case. People across America appreciate the Ten Commandments. They know this is a Christian country, but the wicked people have taken over our court system and our legislators, and the whole purpose is to destroy the Christian foundation of this country. That's why they won't allow any mention of God in our schools. Up until 1962, you could talk about God in our schools, but in those days we were a different America. But by 1962, the occultists who really wanted to change America forevermore were in the Supreme Court. They took God, they took prayer out of our schools, and then progressively, little bit by little bit, have undermined the very fabric of our society, have created a situation where it's almost impossible to effectively prosecute pornography. They have supported the progressive moral breakdown of our society, and these things didn't happen by accident. Now, the one reason that they're able to get away with it is because people don't understand the Constitution. They don't understand the First Amendment. They don't understand why America was created as it was. They don't even understand the difference between a republic and a democracy. They don't understand why everybody is lying to us when they tell us this is a democracy. How could you convince an entire population of something that wasn't true? Well, David, it's good to have you with us today.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
And what did you think about the decision made down there in Alabama today? Are you really anticipated it? And
so did
Roy Moore.
We did. Actually, we had one of our director from Institute on the Constitution, Delegate Don Dwyer, attend down there, and some of the other staff, they actually requested to film the proceedings, which, of course, those injustices, I don't think they deserve the name justices, those injustices would not permit it. It's kind of strange that they don't want anybody to know what they're up to. They don't want it broadcast publicly, the evil that they're promoting, because they know in Alabama they have no strong support. They're all elected to office, and they're all going to be thrown out of office when the time comes around, because the people in Alabama are fully behind Judge Roy Moore. They want God acknowledged in the public square, and they recognize that their religious freedom is being taken away by a judicial oligarchy, and that the federal government is part of that problem. Actually, the federal government initiated the problem. It was a federal lower circuit court judge, Myron Thompson, who issued the edict. It's not a, they claim it's law because it came out of the mouth of a two-bit lawyer in a black robe, but that's not law in a republic. Law in a republic is the law of God, and if any human law violates the law of God, as our founding fathers clearly said, it's no law at all. So how can you make a law that removes the law of God from the public view, which is what they have done?
Well, these are exciting times. And of course, you're on the front lines of the battle there at the Institute of the Constitution, because all across America, people are beginning to learn what has not been taught in our schools or colleges or even in our law schools and those people studying political science for so many years. And that is that we were founded by Christians as a Christian nation. And, of course, that is being eroded. Destroy the Christian foundation of this country, and you lay the foundation for a dictatorship.
Right.
We'll be right back in just a moment with David Whitney here at the Radio Liberty Network. Well, Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution back in Annapolis, Maryland. And here is a group of people totally dedicated to educating the American people about our Constitution. Now, you have to understand that today was a really a watershed day. Judge Roy Moore appeared before an ethics committee down there in Alabama, and of course he was held in contempt for having refused to remove the Ten Commandments, which is the foundation of our legal system from the courthouse. And you must understand that so many people who are lawyers today simply go along with what they know is wrong because they don't want to rock the boat. They don't want anybody coming after them. And it's about time they understood that if they violate the will of the people of this country and the basic precepts, the Christian precepts of this country, they're going to be out of a job and they're going to be out of a pension and the people are going to vote them out of office. So with us today from the Institute of the Constitution is David Whitney. David, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Dr. Stan. You know, today was not, as you mentioned, it was not a surprise. Even the Chief Justice recognized that this was likely to take place. And the sad thing is that they were unanimous. All of these judges were unanimous in removing Justice Roy Moore from office, and they said the Chief Justice showed no signs of contrition for his action. They expect him to repent. Actually, they're the ones that need to repent because they are in violation of the Constitution of the state of Alabama, of the Constitution of the United States.
Which they have sworn to uphold. Mm-hmm. So they're really violating their oaths of office. And more than that, they're violating the will of the vast majority of the people. Because when Judge Roy Moore ran for office down there in Alabama, why, the entire establishment, which is controlled by the wicked people who control the media across the rest of the country, they just didn't want Roy Moore in there. And he really had an overwhelming victory, didn't he? So I think that this is really going to begin to mobilize people. It's going to divide people, those who want to maintain the Christian foundation of our nation and those who want to see it destroyed as removed into the totalitarian state. Because in America, different than any other nation throughout all recorded history, here we acknowledge that our freedoms don't come from government, they come from God. Mm-hmm. And how then can you possibly justify removing the Ten Commandments from government buildings, not even allow them to be posted in school, and that decision of Stone versus Browner, yeah. I think it was, where the justices held, why bother to post the Ten Commandments? They wouldn't do any good unless they were read. If they were read, they might be meditated upon. If the students meditated upon them, they might obey them. And if they were to obey the Ten Commandments, that would violate the wall of separation between church and state. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in real trouble.
And they got what they wanted in the public schools. They aren't obeying.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and this is David Whitney, and we were just talking about how they took God and prayer out of our public schools, and then we wonder why we have chaos there.
That's right, and murder most unsafe place for a young person usually is attending school today with knives and guns and just general violence, even without weapons.
Either that or in their mother's womb, one or the other.
That's right. So we have forgotten God, forsaken God as a nation, and we're reaping the whirlwind of what happens when you do that. And, you know, it's ironic that the justices claim to be standing in what is right, and they claim to be doing what was proper, and they were saying that Judge Roy Moore was the lawbreaker, when in reality, they have perverted the law, and as our founders understood very clearly, there is only one law. It's the law of God that's given to us in his revealed word. William Blackstone called that revealed law, and many of them studied William Blackstone. Some studied under his tutelage, and others read his commentaries on the law. He said there was two forms of law, the revealed law that comes from God's word, the Bible. Then there's the law that's the law of nature written in the conscience and the reason of human beings. And then as a result of those two forms of law, a legislature enacts what he called magistrate law, that administrative law, the law that they enact in a legislature. And he said if that law that they enact in the legislature is in any way in disagreement with the revealed law of God, God's word, or the law of nature, human conscience and human reason, it is no law at all. And that's what they have done here. They have said the law of God is illegal. You cannot post it in any public place. And if the law of God is illegal, one has to ask, then what is law? And if we want to find out what they believe is law, it's very clear what they believe is law. Any word that comes out of a two-bit lawyer in a cheap black robe, that's what law is. So Myron Thompson says this is what law is, and everybody says, oh, the Chief Justice has to obey the law, the words that come out of this lawyer's mouth. And that's what people need to remember. Where do judges come from? By and large, judges come from lawyers. And most people in America understand that lawyers are not anything that you trust or anything that you put much confidence in. What's the old joke that said a man walked into a graveyard and he saw a tombstone there, and he read the inscription on the tombstone, and it said, a lawyer and an honest man. And he scratched his head and he said, how puzzling. They buried two people in this grave.
Well, it's what a tragic situation when the average individual has less confidence in lawyers and politicians than they do in almost any other profession.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a reflection on what's happened. At one time, people knew that the lawyers were honest because they adhered to the Bible. And little bit by little bit, probably largely through our educational system, which has undermined morality, and then with the progressive change in our system following the Warren Court, where they took God and prayer out of our schools, centralized all power in Washington, D.C., took away from local school boards the ability really to do what should be done, and found a woman's right to abortion, found it was perfectly all right to kill unborn children, and now they found it's all right to be a homosexual and to practice homosexuality. I thought it was so interesting, the Supreme Court refused to hear Judge Roy Moore's case.
Right.
And I think this reflects the fact that the people that Ronald Reagan appointed to the Supreme Court, and the people that Bill Clinton appointed to the Supreme Court, and Judge John Paul Stevens, who was appointed by Gerald Ford, went right along and undermined the ability of that case to be heard. Now, you have to understand that these people have an agenda. They're anti-Christian. And when you understand that, you can understand why they do what they do. You have people like Scalia there, who's coming from a Catholic perspective, and you have Clarence Thomas, who's coming from a Catholic perspective, and they honor the scriptures. Mm-hmm. They honor the Bible. Isn't it a shame that the churches, the Protestant churches, don't have the courage to speak out as loudly as those two Catholic jurists?
That's true, and God's word in Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And that's why we at the Institute on the Constitution are committed to teaching the people of the United States of America, the Christian heritage and foundation, the truth about what our founding fathers believed, the truth about what they said, and that the documents that they created, the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution and the Northwest Ordinance, clearly demonstrate, if you understand the original intent, you understand what they meant by the words they wrote, if you understand it as they understood it, you will know that they founded this nation upon God's law. It is one nation under God, and that's not Allah, that's not Buddha, that's not any other pagan deity, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Many people want to say, well, you know, the Constitution never mentions God, and the Constitution doesn't say anything about this being a Christian nation. Well, they are ignorant if they say that, because the very closing statements of the Constitution give us the date in which the Constitution was adopted. And they say, in the year of our Lord, 1787, and notice what they say there, our Lord, they're not talking about Krishna or some other pagan deity, they're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, and we know that because they give us a date. And what's that date based upon? It's dated from the birth of Jesus Christ, not the birth of Buddha, Muhammad, or any other false religion. The birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they also say, our Lord. In other words, they could have said the Lord Jesus Christ, but they said our Lord, saying that we are a Christian nation founded under the law of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is the Lord of our land.
And everybody knew that for 150 years. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing, you know, when you control the media, you control what the American people think. But people have forgotten that in the Treaty of 1783, where we got our independence, the Treaty of Paris, that treaty that ended the Revolutionary War, talked about the Trinity. And in 1790, we had another treaty with the Russians, and the treaty talked about the Trinity. Who were the Trinity? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We know that in 1792, the Supreme Court issued a statement stating, a decision stating that America was a Christian nation, giving 82 or 85 different reasons why America was a Christian nation. Do you know that the average lawyer has never heard that? In fact, the average lawyer going through law school never is allowed to read the Constitution, or never is forced to read the Constitution, or to understand even what the First Amendment really says. The First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. It says nothing about Judge Roy Moore, says nothing about the states, says nothing about the local communities. It was only a limitation placed on the power of the central government, because if they could allow the central government to have anything to do with religion, then they knew it would be, that power would be misused. These people were Christians, and they understood that one of the basic tenets of Christianity, and that is that men's hearts are evil. And boy, do we sure have evil people in Washington, D.C. today.
And the truth of the matter is, most, as we said, most judges have never studied the Constitution for what the founders intended to mean and say. And that's, in other words, I've talked to a number of people who graduated from law school and asked them about their studies in constitutional law. And to the person, they said what they studied in law school when they studied the Constitution is all the thousands and hundreds of ways to evade the Constitution by studying the ways in which the court has successfully evaded the meaning of the words of the Constitution, twisted their meaning to mean something entirely different from what they actually meant to the Founding Fathers. And that's why at Institute on the Constitution, we're devoted to training people as to what the Founding Fathers meant when they wrote those words in our Declaration of Independence. It was clear they were constructing a nation that was based upon the law of God. They actually said in the Declaration that the whole reason why they had a right to defy King George III and actually separate themselves and declare independence from King George III is that God had given human beings rights. And among those rights were life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which primarily meant owning private property. But that if any government, violated the God-given rights that a person or a nation had, then the people of that nation had another God-given right. And that God-given right was to overthrow or change that form of government to a form of government that would secure their God-given rights. And that's the place we're at today. Someone in response to what took place today say, the clarion call has been issued for a second American Revolution, a second war for independence, because we need to change our form of government. And we're working at the Institute on Constitution to educate Americans so that they would understand what our Founding Fathers intended, and the way we take it back is as millions of Americans become educated on these issues, then they fire everybody in office, whether judge, senator, president, whatever, everybody in office that will not follow the Constitution, we get rid of them. We dump them out of office. We put them in peon jobs and get rid of their influence, and we put people in who understand the Constitution, who are committed to obeying the law of God and taking our nation back.
I know, I think, David, that we don't want to change our form of government.
No.
We want to get back to
return
our original form of government,
right,
which has never been changed. If the other side wanted to change our form of government, why didn't they amend the Constitution? Because they knew the American people would never go for
right.
it, would never accept it. And so what they have done is they've lied and they've cheated and they've deceived. And they're experts at this, because many of these people are, I believe, that demonically possessed. Mm-hmm. I believe that they are basically evil people who want power, who have a different agenda, and little bit, by stealth and deception, working like a thief at night, they have centralized all power in Washington, D.C., and that's what Thomas Jefferson warned us against. He said, once all power has been centralized in Washington, D.C., we will have a government as venal as the one we recently separated from, and it's about time the American people understood what's going on. And that, why don't we tell them how they can get in touch with you and the Institute?
At the Institute, we produce what we call a host kit, which enables anyone without any background in history or law to be able to conduct a class, Institute on the Constitution, 12 weeks. This host kit is available by calling us at 410-760-9068. That's 410-760-9068. Or they can contact us by the web. Our website is IOTCOnline, all one word, IOTCOnline.com. and they can get a hold of us and email us through that and order a host kit, because people all over America, in their homes and in their churches, especially in their churches and their community centers, they need to teach their neighbors, their friends, their family, their fellow churchgoers, they need to teach them the truth about our founding fathers, our nation.
Hold that thought right now. This is a fascinating four tape set, Genocide, and one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America, the fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer, because people are going to have to die of something, they might as well die of cancer. An incredible interview, and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Hello, this is health journalist Bill Sardi. Recently, a medical journal reported on the world's first proven remedy for the common cold, Allicin, the active ingredient in garlic. During winter months, a pure Allicin garlic extract reduced the risk of the common cold by 50%. This was demonstrated in a double-blind, placebo-controlled study, science's highest measure of effectiveness. Where do you get pure Allicin? You won't find it in store-bought garlic pills, but you'll find it in Alamax. Alamax provides the equivalent of 15 cloves of fresh crushed garlic. Where do you get Alamax? Dial this number now, 866-405-4000. Learn more about Alamax at 866-405-4000.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time I want to remind everybody out there in the audience that we're going to be having a conference that's going to be at the 29th of this month. It's 2 days after Thanksgiving. It's going to be at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course, and we're going to bring in speakers from outside, and we're going to cover a lot of very, very important things. We'll have a panel discussion, so if you have any questions, why, you can ask them. If you have any questions about what's happening financially, exciting things are happening financially. Gold was up, silver was up yesterday, and they held on the market today. And what we're seeing is the progressive destruction of the value of our currency. Warren Buffett is talking about how he's not going to invest in American currency. He's investing in foreign currencies. He's pulling his money out of this country and putting it in foreign countries. Warren Buffett, the sage of Omaha, what does he know that they don't want the American people to know? Because you're not reading about this in America. You're going to have to go to the BBC or Reuters, and we'll be telling you lots of interesting things there during the panel and other times. So if you'd like to come to this meeting, well, you're going to have to call ahead of time, because we have to know how many people are going to be coming. We can't have people at the door. We're going to have advance reservations because the restaurant there insists they know ahead of time how many lunches to prepare. So if you're going to be coming, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. I hope you'll invite your friends and your family, and if you know people who are skeptical about what's going on, why, invite them as well. We're certainly going to be talking about the USA Patriot Act, which is really has nothing to do with patriotism. It's all the things that the Justice Department wanted to get through after the Oklahoma City bombing and couldn't, scam the public, and so they frightened Congress into passing them immediately after the 9/11 attack. And then, of course, most of the congressmen weren't even allowed to read the legislation. Give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-544-8927. We look forward to seeing you at the Radio Liberty Conference. Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our guest telephone number, if you'd like to call us, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295, we're talking with David Whitney about the Constitution and about the First Amendment, which prohibits the federal government from having anything to say about what happens religiously across our nation. And yet the federal government, because there are people there who hate Christianity and hate Judaism, have actually twisted the meaning of words. And it's amazing. That's what lawyers do. They're paid not to, of course, unfortunately, not to adhere to the law. But how can you distort the law to get innocent, get guilty people off, or convict innocent people? And yes, ladies and gentlemen, they do convict innocent people here in the United States. Our basic plea to you is set up an institute of the Constitution. Now, David, before we went to the break, you were talking about how people could set up an institute. Would you like to get into that?
Yes, because most people would think, my goodness, I'm not a lawyer or a professor of history. How in the world could I teach? Well, we actually don't call it teaching because Professor Dr. John Eidsmo, a constitutional law professor from Faulkner University, actually he's one of the legal team defending Chief Justice Roy Moore there in Alabama. He's a Christian, and he details in 12 lectures the Christian understanding, the Christian foundation of our founding fathers, their philosophy, their reliance upon the scriptures. 34% of the quotes of our founding fathers in 15,000 documents, letters, speeches, 34% of the quotes come from the Bible. The next closest source that's quoted is William Blackstone and Montesquieu, and those also were themselves expounding what the Bible taught about law and government. So in 12 lectures, Dr. Eidsmo does an excellent job of teaching the history and the meaning of the Constitution and Declaration of Independence. We've put together a notebook that outlines each of those lectures, and then at the end of the lecture, the host simply walks through a set of questions that we've provided just to reinforce what that lecture has taught. The fill-in-the-blank answers are given to the host so that they can be certain the class understands them, and usually some good discussion arises out of those answers as people begin to put the pieces together, recognize what we are suffering under today is nothing like what our founding fathers designed as a form of government. We're far removed from that. And then in addition to that, we've enclosed two videos from David Barton, one dealing with the myth of separation between church and state, this exact issue we're talking about here today, with the Ten Commandments being removed and now Chief Justice Roy Moore being suspended and fired from his job for standing up for his oath to uphold the Constitution of Alabama and the U.S. Constitution. We talk a good deal about how to destroy that myth and dispel that myth when people present it, and then also his lecture series on called Keys to Good Government, which the emphasis is that our founders said the only way to maintain this constitutional republic that they created was to put godly, righteous men into office, men who would keep their word, men who would follow the Constitution. And we see the opposite. Even people who claim to be Christians, like the Alabama Attorney General Bill Pryor claims to be a Christian. In his opening statement yesterday, he said that the court should remove Justice Moore from office because of his utterly unrepentant behavior, and he deserved the severest penalty. This is what he said, the severest penalty for his sensational flouting of a valid federal injunction. In other words, this guy, it's either he's a liar or he's completely ignorant of the Constitution. He doesn't get it. The federal judge had no jurisdiction over the state Supreme Court building of Alabama. The federal judge had no right to say that the Ten Commandments could not be there because the First Amendment does not apply to the state of Alabama. It does not apply to the Supreme Court of Alabama. And so here's a supposed Christian who, either because he's studied law under the pagan system and been totally corrupted, or he's a wolf and not a Christian at all, is saying the Chief Justice is wrong and he deserves the severest penalty for his action of standing up for the Constitution and standing upon his oath of office. After all, the oath of office for a judge is to uphold the state constitution of Alabama, to uphold the U.S. Constitution, not to obey the edict of some federal judge who is issuing a edict that's against the Constitution.
And people have to understand that there is a conspiracy against God. There is an organized effort to destroy Christianity in this country, and it's infiltrated our churches as they've changed the message of the church. They've changed the very character of God in the churches today. They've changed our music, and this is part and parcel of what's going on today as far as Judge Roy Moore is concerned. Well, let's just see if Spencer, do you have a question?
Yes, sir. I'd like to ask your guest about Why is the ACLU outraged over the Ten Commandments exhibit in the Supreme Court building? And also, do you teach in your lectures on the Monroe Doctrine? And how can the Constitution function properly without returning to the Monroe Doctrine, which is what President Nixon recommended?
All right.
The first question...
We're going to have to go to a break here, and you can cover that when you get back. Our tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination, a two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of an American president, and then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out, and if you listen to this four tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention some of the other things we carry. One of them, of course, is the big Berkey water filters, which are great to have if you're going to go out in the woods anyplace. They're great to have right in your house. So many people are using bottled water today, and it gets to be terribly expensive, and you don't need bottled water because most of the bottled water, or some of it's distilled and they take out all the minerals, some of it certainly comes out of springs someplace, and we're not quite sure what's in that, but we can tell you what's in the water that comes through the various water filters. Certainly the big Berkey water filter has been used for 150 years, it's been used by missionaries, and it's great for filtering water out of streams and rivers and ponds, and it'll take out the significant parts of the bacteria, it'll take out the heavy metals, it'll take out the pesticides and herbicides, or at least most of them, so that you can drink this water without difficulty, and it's a very effective means of filtering your water. Now, the Big Berkey has stainless steel. It costs $239.95 plus $10 shipping, and you get a four-tape set or a video we produced if you buy one, but unfortunately, they are not available in California or Iowa. They're available in every other state. But here in California, you can get something called a Berkey Light. It's made of Lexan, so it's transparent, so you can see the water level, which is an advantage. It actually has black Berkey filters. They do a much better job of filtering, except they have to be replaced every 2 to 4 years, whereas the big Berkey filters can be boiled and cleaned and brushed and used over and over again. The black Berkey filters do have to be replaced. Both of these units have other filters if you want to get the fluoride out of your water. Go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Or certainly we ask you to give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now. Well, Dr. Stan, and our guest is David Whitney, and Spencer called in, and he wants to bring up the subject of the Monroe Doctrine, which has nothing to do with the Constitution. Mm-hmm. The Monroe Doctrine simply said we did not want European or any other nations coming into Central or South America to challenge our dominance over this part of the country. So why he's even concerned about this having anything to do with the Constitution, I don't know. It had nothing to do with the Constitution. What about his other question?
His other question was, I believe the U.S. Supreme Court, what about the displays of the Ten Commandments there? Well, these lawyers excuse those displays because they say they're secular. And they say they're secular because, well, alongside the Ten Commandments, you have other representations of ancient law, like Hammurabi's Code and so on. As a matter of fact, they tried to apply that idea in Alabama. They tried to force Chief Justice Roy Moore to secularize his display of the Ten Commandments by including, you know, other things that would water down its religious nature. And Judge Roy Moore wouldn't budge, rightly so. He said, no, this is a religious document. Obviously, the Ten Commandments come straight out of the Old Testament, the Torah for the Jews, the Old Testament for the Christians. And it is a religious document. And what the secularists of our day are trying to do is somehow say that there can be law apart from religion, and they want to separate those two. Well, every nation in the world and the history of the world demonstrates that that's a fallacy. Every legal system is based upon some religious belief system. If it's a pagan religious belief system, such as the Aztecs in Mexico before Cortez arrived, they were sacrificing humans, live sacrifice, pulling the hearts out of human beings because that's what their religion told them to do. And whatever your religion tells you to do becomes the law of the land. And so this idea that somehow we can secularize the Ten Commandments as some kind of secular document is a farce. And our founding fathers would recognize it exactly for what it is. It's an attempt to undermine the authority that our nation is based upon. We are a nation based upon the law of God. Read the Declaration of Independence, very clear. That it is the law of nature and of nature's God. And we need to understand that many people misinterpret those two terms today. That is, they would not interpret them as our founding fathers clearly did. Because those two phrases, the law of nature and nature's God, come directly out of William Blackstone and directly out of John Locke. And they're an expression that talks about the revealed law of God in his word, the Bible, and the law of nature that is buried into man's conscience and man's reason. And it's those two that form the basis upon which civil law should be drawn. And to remove that foundation means that there is no basis for law, and you really result in anarchy, or rather, whoever has the gun is the one who gets what he wants.
Well, I think
that law comes down to.
I think that what will happen, we will go into a dictatorship, and there are people who really believe we would be far better off ruled by an elite. These are people who are followers of Plato. They are Platonic, and they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to understand that their heritage and their freedom is being stolen. Well, let's go to Elizabeth, who's calling from Maryland. Hi, Mary. Elizabeth, how are you doing?
Just fine, Dr. Stan. I enjoy your fine programs very, very much. You're my inspiration.
Do you listen to our morning program there?
I listen to your on the weekends I listen, and sometimes on the mornings too.
Okay, fine.
And actually, you've inspired me to start my own radio show.
Wonderful. What station are you on?
It's WKDI, Annapolis, and I'm actually on right before you are on Saturday mornings.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm so glad to hear that.
Thank you. And what I wanted to say to David Whitney was his point about us electing trustworthy, good men under our old traditions, under God, is becoming even more impossible. I was very distressed today to pick up our local paper and see that the Diebold voting machines have arrived in our local county, and that I guess it was partially put in under our former governor, Paris Glendening, and the state and the local governments are cooperating. And Dr. Stan, there's nary a mention of the CIA connections and the things that Bev Harris brought out in her research. And this is just one paragraph here, if I can quickly read this, that shows what you're always bringing out, how the major media propagandizes and doesn't give us the truth. It says, Hood said questions likely will come about some of the security issues brought up by a Johns Hopkins report that detailed system breaches. The company has addressed some of the matters, including more stringent password and encryption protection found in the report, but a majority of problems were not consistent with current or future election policies.
Well, I think we got a real problem because they're taking away the right to vote. These electronic machines can be fixed, and they know it. And they don't want the American people, but they want to know it. But they want to give us the impression that we can change things. And whereas the truth of the matter is, once we lose paper ballots, we have lost our ability to change the structure of government. Do you have any comment at all on that, David?
Yes, I've read some of the things about vote fraud that took place years ago in Florida, not the recent year 2000 election, but shocking accounts of some of the research that you're citing that shows that where we go away from the paper ballots, which I think was the whole brouhaha about Florida at the year 2000, but where we go away from them, fraud follows very quickly.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
You know, there's one more thing, Dr. Stan. There are two little old ladies setting up the equipment for it in the picture, and I think these poor dupes, and I do hope that some people listening will go to their county commissioners and the election boards and try to do something here at the local level.
All right, fine. And, you know, you should be in touch with the people there in Annapolis, because the Institute of the Constitution is very close. And this is what we have to do, is to teach people the truth about America. And once they understand, their whole attitude changes. We got to run. We got a board full. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank
Elizabeth.
You.
And let's go to Liz from Sacramento. Hi, Liz. How are you doing?
Yeah, hi. Good, great. My question is, let me go on the Internet. What I'd like to know is, what can we do to help Judge Roy Moore?
All right, fine. What can we do
there,
to help?
There is an announcement that he is going to make, and he mentioned it today, that very shortly he's going to make an announcement. And I believe it has to do with a piece of legislation that is being put forward for the Congress to consider. But I'm not free to divulge any details about that until he makes his announcement. But when he makes his announcement, basically people need to contact their congressman in Washington, D.C., and say, either become co-sponsors or sign on to this piece of legislation. We need to rein in, and basically the legislation, I'll tell you this much, it follows what Article 3, Section 2 says, that the jurisdiction of the federal courts, the Supreme Court on down, all the federal courts, can be restricted by the Congress. And it's a piece of legislation that would take the step to do that and say, Congress restricts the appellate jurisdiction of the Supreme Court and of the lower federal courts, and they can say nothing about the religious expression in the public places of the individual states. In other words, what happened in Alabama would not be able to happen if this piece of legislation went into place.
Okay,
people
I understand,
don't understand
that. Okay, so there will be an announcement made, right?
Yes, he's going to make an announcement, I believe, in the next couple of days.
And okay. I know that Congressman Ron Paul has some legislation very similar to that, but
that's
let's see what Roy Moore comes up with, because we need to follow his leadership. He's a very courageous
sure
individual. And I'm very proud to have met him on a number of occasions and had him here. We'll have to give him a call and get him on. Hey, thanks for calling, Liz.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to look forward to that.
All right, we'll keep you abreast of what's going on.
Okay, thank you. Uh-huh.
You're welcome. And our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Don't hesitate to call right now. We have Roger on from Allentown, Pennsylvania. Hi, Roger. How are you doing?
Yes. Hi. Thanks, folks. And my question I'd like to bounce off, and then a comment first, and then a question. I take it that it's the position of this judicial ethics panel, et cetera, in the Supremes in Alabama, that not now and not 10 years from now are we ever to challenge this federal power grab where the Supremes invented the incorporation doctrine out of the 14th Amendment?
That's basically right. They're saying you have to succumb and submit, and you're right to bring up the incorporation doctrine, because those who ratified the 14th Amendment clearly did not mean the 14th Amendment to force the Bill of Rights upon the individual states. And we know that because just a few years later, many of the same players were debating the issue of the Blaine Amendment from a senator up in Maine, Blaine. But that amendment was never passed, and in those debates it became apparent the whole purpose of the Blaine Amendment was to force the states to basically adopt the First Amendment, that the federal government would force them to do that. It never passed, which meant the people who ratified the 14th Amendment understood that the Bill of Rights, 1st through 10th Amendment, did not apply to the states. They were to restrict the federal government and not the state governments.
So wouldn't the most charitable interpretation be that they should be removed from office?
Yes.
Because they're unfit by way of ignorance at best?
That's right. They have proven themselves worthy of impeachment, every one of them.
Okay, look, thanks so much, Roger. God bless.
God bless.
Okay, and our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And what happened was that the Supreme Court, people got under the Supreme Court, they were put there to begin to expand the power of the federal government. So they extended the restrictions that were placed on the federal courts onto the state courts. And that's why, of course, they can say, well, see, neither the Congress nor any state shall have anything to do with the establishment of religion. And then, of course, we go on from there. Then, of course, we have students go to school, and they have a T-shirt that says, you know, I believe in Jesus Christ. Oh, you can't do that. What does that have to do with the state? That's free expression. But you can see where this is going to end.
That's
it's
right.
Going to end with the total destruction of Christianity in America. And there really are people who want to do that. In fact, we have pages that were up on the Internet. They were on a Gorbachev, Maurice Strong website on the Earth Charter, where they talked about the necessity of eliminating fundamentalist Christians and Jews and Muslims. They took that down, I guess. Maybe they didn't want people to know what's in store. People say it couldn't happen here. And I would ask, why couldn't it happen here? Because this country is turned against God, and the church has allowed it to happen. Well, you know, David, you're on the front lines. You at the back there at the Institute of the Constitution, on the front lines of the battle. And these units, these institutes are being set up all across America, aren't they?
They are, and very encouraging results. Average people who've never taken much time to study many of the issues surrounding the Constitution have ordered the host kit, gathered together some of their friends and neighbors and co-workers even, and set up an institute sometimes in their home or sometimes in their church or community center, and they've discovered that they have learned and they have helped their group of people learn what the Constitution really says. And as they graduate a set of people, there's a whole new set of people who are looking at the world with a different perspective, and those people often bring other people to the next round. Most people we know, once they conduct a class, they get so hooked on this and so excited to see people's eyes open that they quickly, again, once the class is finished, gather another class and take them through another institute on the Constitution, because they recognize this is the hope for our nation. The hope for our nation is that people would understand the founding documents, understand the Christian heritage, and would turn things around before it's too late. We obviously know the tyrannical despots are hard at work to take away all of our freedoms. You were mentioning the public schools, and it just reminds me of a young man I know who goes to public school here in my county, has been told he cannot bring his Bible into the public school, let alone open it or read it or anything. He just can't even bring it physically into the public school. Well, where is his freedom of religion? Where is his protection that the First Amendment promises? It's gone. And these, in spite of even Supreme Court decisions that would say he could bring his Bible in, the people on the local level are violating our God-given rights. A person has a God-given right under God to open their Bible and to read it any place. And any form of government that seeks to take away that right has violated their position as a leader, as a governor, and should be removed from that position of leadership that they're in. That's what we need to teach people to do, and how to do that. Often what it means is you can't change these old dogs that are in power. These old dogs will not learn the new tricks. They will not learn what the Constitution really means, and we need to replace them. And that's the other thing that studying and teaching the Constitution will do. It will prepare a whole new generation of people who will run for office on the local level, in the county, in the individual cities, and then on a state level, and then again on the federal level, replacing those who are destroying our freedoms and liberty.
And I think that we have an obligation to teach our legislators. Now, I understand that back there in Maryland, you put on a course the Constitution, actually for the legislators.
Just for the legislators, and we made it such that they would feel anything they said would not go out of the room. That there were fellow legislators there, and they could disagree with what we're teaching and, you know, discuss it and wrestle with it, but we'd always take them back to, what did the Founding Fathers mean when they said this? What did the Founding Fathers say in their writings? And it's exciting, because as their eyes begin to get opened, they're going to influence their fellow legislators as they go back and into session here in Maryland in another month. They will begin to look at each piece of legislation with a new set of eyes, saying, well, is this constitutional? It's not, is this a good idea? Is this a nice plan? But rather, is this constitutional? Do we have the power granted to us by the Constitution, which is our contract, our covenant with the people of the state of Maryland, do we have the power to do what we're proposing to do? Or are we violating the trust of the people of the state who put us into office? So it's exciting, because we see a growing number of legislators waking up to the reality that most of what's being proposed on the state as well as on the federal level is unconstitutional. You mentioned earlier the Patriot Act. That's a ridiculous piece of legislation, and Patriot II is even worse. I understand it proposes that it will allow any foreign government to spy on any American without any court order or any judge even approving it. Well, what's that got to do with terrorism? Nothing. Why should a foreign government be given permission by our state and our government to spy on us? What's going on here?
Well, of course, they've been doing this for a long time through their echelon and carnivore programs, and no one's spoken out when the government has consistently violated the law, when the CIA has planted their people in publishing houses, when they planted them in major magazines and newspapers to manipulate and control what the American people think. And the reason that most Americans don't really understand what has happened, the reason that they don't understand that America was a Christian nation and founded as such and everybody knew it for 150 years, the reason they don't understand that we're losing our freedom is because the other side controls the media and hires so-called conservative commentators to get on the air and attack anybody who talks about the move towards the New World Order and the New World Religion. In fact, I understand that Rush Limbaugh's home is worth some $30 million. That's pretty nice compensation. I wish I was getting that sort of compensation, but we lose money on a regular basis, but we do what we do because we believe America's worthwhile saving, and we hope that people out there do. Do you have a parting thought for our listeners, David?
Yes, if they want to get a hold of us, they should call us at 410-760-9068. That's 410-760-9068, or they can get up with us on the web at iotconline.com. That's iotconline.com. And they can make a difference. Every single person listening today can make a difference in turning us back to the constitutional republic given to us by our founding fathers.
Well, I want to thank you so very much, David. It's always a pleasure. And we've gone through a watershed event, what's happened down in Alabama. And the American people are going to have to get involved. Elizabeth, pardon me, Our Lady back there. And Maryland's involved, and you can be involved, too. We'll be right back here in just a moment to wrap up the program. Thanks very much, David. God bless you.
God bless you, too, Ben.
Now, most people laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today. Well, this is Dr. Stanley. I just want to tell you about a few of the other things that we carry. We carry Miracle 2 soap products, and we think that they're wonderful. We've used them for several years ourselves, and we can't make any health claims. We can tell you that many of the people who use them tell us amazing stories, and that many people feel that they help with their rashes and acne and their stomach, upper intestinal, lower intestinal. All we can suggest is that you try them and see if they'll help you with anything at all. And if nothing else, they're wonderful soap, and we wouldn't be without them. I know I use the moisturizing soap because I developed a soap allergy, and this is a different compound. I don't understand why it works, but it does seem to allay or do away with people who have allergies to soap. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to get an introductory set of the soap and the moisturizing soap and the lotion and the neutralizing solution. And the gel, go up to our website at RadioLiberty.com. Remember, it's Miracle 2 soap products. And then, of course, we carry Phenopoly, a wonderful program to teach you or your children, your grandchildren, how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. And unfortunately, they're dumbing down our children in the government schools. If the American people understood that what is happening is not accidental, and the only reason that the SAT scores are going up is because they're dumbing them down. They're not teaching our children how to read phonetically, and that's the first thing that they need to learn. And if you love your children, get a Phonopoly set. Most of these are $300, $400, $500, $600, $1,000 for some of these programs that will teach children phonics, and this is $139.95. Five board games and two bonus games, played like Monopoly. We throw in a couple of books. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I need to remind our listeners out across America that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we really do depend upon your continued support, or if you're not already a member of the Radio Liberty family, we hope you'll consider joining, and for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes of the month, you'll get our monthly newsletter, but more than that, you'll be helping us do what we do as we reach out across America 5 hours every day by radio, shortwave, satellite, internet, and we hope you'll tell other people about our programs. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And for those of you out across America, and especially on the West Coast, if you're listening to this program, let me remind you about the meeting we're having in Santa Cruz, the all-day meeting on November 29th, just 2 days after Thanksgiving. It's going to be the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. They're going to have lunch will be served. It'll start at 8:30 in the morning, go to 5 in the evening. There'll be an hour of questions and answers, and we hope that you'll come. We think you'll benefit from it. We think you'll enjoy meeting the people, and I think you'll be enthralled by the speakers. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and sign up for the all-day seminar, Radio Liberty Seminar here in Santa Cruz. We'll send you a map, and if you're from out of town, we'll send you areas where you may be able to stay economically. So give us a call. We'd love to see you there, and bring your friends. We'd like to get a great turnout there on the 29th at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. And we want to, of course, mention our website, radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs 5 hours a day and really not get very much accomplished if you do. And, of course, you can always pull down many of the archive programs, and now our internet is back up working, so those programs will be available for you. You have our permission to copy anything on the internet. You can pull down our newsletters, although, of course, we'll be glad to send you a free copy of a newsletter if you call us at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And we hope maybe you'll even subscribe to the newsletter, but if you can't, we post it up on the website, and we give you our permission to pull it down and, of course, to copy it and disseminate it among your friends. If you go to our website, you'll find some of the things we've written. You'll find other things that we advertise, and, of course, we do carry the Big Berkey and Berkey Light products. If you buy them through us, well, you get them a free video or four-tape set that we've produced right along with that. And so please tell others about our website. Look at the products, and if you want to get them, please do. We have, you know, with Christmas coming up, Phenopoly is a wonderful gift. We have a great book. It's called Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life by Dr. Russell Blaylock. Great information, wonderful gift for you or someone in the family. We have a four-tape set called Life-Saving Secrets by Dr. Blaylock. We recommend very strongly. If you haven't seen all of our videos, we've made 8 or 10 videos, and any 5 that we have produced are available, something called the Video Special, for $69.95. That's any 5 Radio Liberty videos produced by Radio Liberty or available for $69.95. Just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We have lots of other specials, lots of great new products, new four-tape set on the No Child Left Behind education system called FedEx or FedEd. You need to know what they're doing to our children and what this new federal program is, because it's the worst disaster we've ever seen put in by a Republican Congress. And remember, it was Ted Kennedy's bill and the Republicans passed it. What's wrong with this picture? And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and the ministers. We ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow, when we'll be back with you again once more, this is Dr. Stan saying goodnight, and may the Lord be with you.